Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. I have a testimony here that I want to share what God has done for me. I grew up in a large family, did not get a lot of teachings while trying to find my way through life and trying to be a good person. It was not very easy. I started getting convicted of sins in my life. By the time I was almost out of school, I got into sexual sins without realizing it, that it is wrong. Soon after, I got convicted of it. Things changed after that, but for some years I still had a problem with impure thoughts. I wanted to be a good person and do what is right. I would ask God to forgive me for my sins, but it didn't really seem real to me. Life continued the same, always having a problem to deal with. The Bible was hard for me to understand. When I was 16, I wanted to have fun and enjoy life, but sometime later, I wanted something better. When one of my friends went to Harmony Haven, I started getting more serious about life. I didn't know much about spiritual things and was very confused. I tried very hard. When sin bothered me, I would ask for forgiveness till it would go away, but I would always sin again. I was not free from sin. When I was 19, it was time to join church, but I didn't really look forward to it. But I just did what I thought I should do. I was hoping it would take all my sins away, but it didn't seem real. Life continued the same. I was very blind and confused. I wanted to be a Christian, but I didn't know how. I enjoyed my job. I liked to work hard and get home late because I didn't like being at home. I wanted to be by myself and do my own thing. I had anger and bitterness because of things others did to me that I didn't like. It was controlling me. I didn't talk much. I wanted to be quiet and left alone. I knew I was wrong, and I tried to fix my problem, but it didn't work. I was blind to my own sin. I was very carnal-minded. I didn't understand what worldliness is, but I thought I was not worldly. I was trying not to be, but I later found out I was. When Jonas came back from free indeed, we got together one Saturday morning for a Bible study. That gave me a hunger for more. This was something new to me, but not much happened after that. I continued on thinking I should move away. I was more focused on what our church wasn't doing right than my own sins. I very much enjoyed visiting other churches in Michigan, hoping I could move, but things didn't work out. I went to Harmony Haven for 2 weeks, but things went back to normal again. When the brother started getting excommunicated, I had to make a decision on what I'm going to do. I either have to shun them and agree with what the church believes, or I have to move away or get excommunicated as well. I didn't feel at peace with believing the way the Amish church did. It felt like I was getting in a trap. I couldn't agree with the church, but if I don't, then I'm excommunicated. I didn't want to face excommunication. It was very hard. I had a lot of stress. It was very heavy on my mind. I could hardly work anymore. I felt sick for a couple of days. I didn't know what else to do but pray about it. The sinful life I was living was something that was bothering me a lot at the same time. I remember praying that one evening. I prayed for forgiveness for all my past sins and asked God to forgive me through life. I didn't care anymore what God has for me, even in the future. I remember having this peace and fully trusting in the Lord that He will lead me. This was very real to me. I had peace and joy I didn't have before. The anger and bitterness I had for so many years was gone before I realized what happened. But I still had a lot of things that were unclear to me. Honoring parents was one that I struggled with quite a bit. I didn't understand how I could be right with God, and I thought I could not honor my parents if I move out of the church. I struggled with that quite a bit. Believer's baptism, new birth, and being free from sin were all something new to me. After getting to know the truth, I felt very free. I didn't have any more doubts that this is the right thing to do. After understanding what honoring and parents and knowing that I can be free from sin made me feel very free, like I didn't feel before. I didn't have any more doubts this is the right thing to do. After coming to Shelbyville, I learned a lot of new things. For some time, I didn't seem like I was growing spiritually. Something was missing. I felt like the devil didn't want me to be open. I shared with the brothers the need to get together more often, sharing openly with each other. I prayed that I could have victory against the devil, against the things he doesn't want me to do, and the things that I should do that he doesn't want me. Things changed after that. The battle became real. It wasn't before. It seemed like I would get convicted of things almost every Sunday at church. After getting convicted and repenting of self, I can now be the person I am instead of trying hard to make sure I'm doing the right thing. It was encouraging to me, getting convicted of sins, knowing that the Lord is doing a great work in me. And I can now say I'm free and have peace and joy like I never did have before. And I desire to be baptized and to be committed to the local body and church of Jesus Christ. If anyone sees any sin in my life, please come and talk with me. That's all I have.